Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the Wikipedia page for unusually shaped fruits and vegetables. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe. You know, because maybe then you'll get a lumpy carrot.
We love a lumpy carrot. This episode was your idea, but it seems like the kind of thing that would be my idea.
Well, listen, I think that unusually shaped fruits are magnificent looking. I fell in love with all the pictures on the page because they all look so crazy.
They do.
I think that when people hear this episode, they should do themselves a favor and go look up this page.
Yeah, the gallery is amazing. And I especially love when I buy a bell pepper and there's a tiny little baby bell pepper inside the pepper. I think it falls under this category. Unusually shaped fruits and vegetables. Unusually shaped fruits and vegetables have shapes that are not in line with their normal body plans. While some examples are just oddly shaped, others are heralded for their amusing appearance, often because they resemble a body part such as the buttocks or genitalia. Pareidolia can be common in vegetables, with some people reporting the appearance of religious imagery.
And it starts off strong with an unusually shaped eggplant that looks like it either has a really long cartoon nose or an erect penis. Causes. Vegetables usually grow into an unusual shape due to environmental conditions. Damage to one part of the vegetables can cause the growth to slow in that area while the rest grows at the normal rate. When a root vegetable is growing and the tip is damaged, it can sometimes split, forming multiple roots attached at one point. If a plant is in the primordium embryonic development stage, damage to the growing vegetable can cause more extreme mutations.
I used to garden and I would have weirdly shaped carrots all the time.
Is it because you used to sit on them?
Well, no, they were in the ground, so.
So you'd dig them up and you'd like hug them at night and then they would just grow weird?
I don't like to tell my secrets. The unusual shape can also be forced upon the vegetable. In Japan, farmers of the Zensuji region found a way to grow square watermelons by growing the fruits in glass boxes and letting them naturally assume the shape of the receptacle. The square-shaped watermelon was intended to make the melons easier to stack and store, but because the melons must be picked before they are ripe, they are inedible. The cubic watermelons are also often more than double the price of normal watermelons. Using similar techniques, growers have also created more complex shapes of watermelon, including dice, pyramids, and faces. However, what's easier and cheaper is you can buy a cube mold for boiled eggs. So you just put the boiled egg in the cube mold and let it sit for a while and you get a cube egg. I have one. Well, I bought one as a gift.
But what if you wanted a square watermelon?
That's much more complicated.
Yes.
But if we're talking about cubular foods, a cheaper alternative is to make a cube egg.
I believe the word is cubic.
Yeah, you're right.
Root vegetables, especially those such as carrots and parsnips, will naturally grow around or avoid obstacles in the soil, such as small stones and other foreign objects, to prevent damage to the developing root, resulting in a wide variety of different shapes.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you support your developing roots.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. We really appreciate it. And I hope you had a great time eating a lumpy apple.
That's not a root.
So, we are reading the page for unusually shaped what in vegetables?
Unusually shaped fruits?
Interesting.
Legislation. In the European Union, attempts to introduce legislation prohibiting the sale of misshapen fruit and vegetables were defeated. The proposed uniform standardization parameters would have applied to straight bananas and curved cucumbers, as well as to more extreme cases such as carrots with multiple legs or fused fruit. The main concern for opponents of the proposed legislation was the ethical question of the wastage it would have generated if growers were forced to discard up to 20% of their crop, produce that was nutritionally identical to more regularly shaped specimens.
Changing consumer behavior. As of 2015, around 40% of commercially grown fruits and vegetables are not eaten as they do not meet retailers' cosmetic standards. In France, the Fruits et Légumes Mouqués campaign aims to encourage the purchase of more unusually shaped vegetables and fruits to combat food waste.
A similar campaign, Frutta Bruta, was started in Milan, Italy. Multiple startups in the U.S. have also been formed to sell and repurpose surplus and oddly shaped produce.
Competitions. It is common in some countries to celebrate the diversity of vegetable shapes, with particularly unusual items being entered into competitions. Many of these are judged by the ugliness of the vegetable. Some organizations run contests in which gardeners enter the largest vegetables that they have grown. Citation needed.
You should hover your mouse over the word ugliness.
Awesome picture.
I think we should read that page.
Definitely. The picture's crazy.
In popular culture, the popular BBC television program That's Life mixed investigative journalism with more lighthearted sections, which included items on unusually shaped vegetables.
The BBC comedy television program Blackadder contains several jokes relating to the character Baldric and his obsession with odd-shaped turnips. The most notable example occurs in the episode Beer, in which Baldric discovers a turnip shaped like a thingy, giving rise to several jokes throughout the episode.
This was an awesome page. I would rate it 10 out of 10.
In the gallery, everybody, are twin tomatoes, a twin zucchini, a strawberry man, an unusually shaped cherry, which kind of looks like a snowman whose head is falling off, intertwined carrots. It's great. And a carrot resembling a foot.
It's really good stuff.
It is. I think it's well worth the trip. I recommend checking it out.
Yep. This has been the Wikipedia page for unusually shaped fruits and vegetables. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your oddly shaped produce.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.